Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 13th of June 2024. Essence. Sweet children, first of all, grind this mantra very firmly into everyone. You are a soul. You have to remember the Father. It is only by having remembrance that your sins will be cut away. Question. What is the real service that you now do? Answer. To make Bharat that has become impure pure is real service. When people ask how you are serving Bharat, tell them, according to Srimat, you are doing spiritual service of Bharat, through which it becomes double crowned. You are establishing the peace and prosperity that used to exist in Bharat. Om Shanti. The first lesson is, children, consider yourselves to be souls, that is, become man above. This is a Sanskrit word. When you children do service, first of all, teach them about Alpha. When anyone comes, take them to Shiv Baba's picture, not to any other picture. First of all, take them in front of the picture of the Father and say, Baba says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your Father. I am your Supreme Father, the Supreme Teacher, and also the Supreme Guru. Teach everyone this lesson. This is where you have to begin. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your Father, because you have become impure and you have to become pure and Satopradhan once again. Everything is included in this lesson, but not all of you do this. Baba says, first of all, take them to the picture of Shiv Baba. This is our unlimited Baba. Baba says, constantly remember me alone. Consider yourselves to be souls, and your boat will go across. While remembering me, you will reach the pure world. Every 3 minutes, repeatedly make this lesson firm. Did you remember the Father? Baba is Baba and also the creator of creation. He knows the beginning, middle and end of creation because he is the seed of the human world tree. First of all, you have to inspire them to have this faith. Do you remember the Father? Only the Father gives you this knowledge. We too received this knowledge from the Father, which we are giving you. First of all, make this mantra firm for them. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, and you will belong to the Lord and Master. You just have to explain this. Until they understand this, you mustn't move them from there. There should be 2 to 4 pictures that give such an introduction of the Father. So when you explain this very well, it will enter their intellects. We have to remember the Father because he alone is the Almighty Authority. By remembering him, our sins will be cut away. The praise of the Father is clear. First of all, definitely say, consider yourselves to be souls and constantly remember me alone. Forget all relationships of your bodies. I am a Sikh, I am so and so. Forget all of that and remember the one Father. First of all, make this one main thing sit in their intellects. That Father is the one who gives you the inheritance of purity, peace, and happiness. Only the Father reforms your character. So Baba was concerned that you don't make them understand the first lesson firmly in this way. However, this is absolutely essential. The more you grind this into their intellects, the more they will remember it. Even if it takes 5 minutes to give the Father's introduction, you must not move away from that. They will listen to the Father's praise with a lot of interest. This picture of the Father is the main one. There should be a queue in front of this picture. Give everyone the Father's message. Then there is the knowledge of creation and of how this cycle turns. Just as you grind spices and make them very fine, so too you are the godly mission, and so you have to make each of these aspects sit in their intellects very well. Because they don't know the Father, they have all become orphans. You have to give this introduction. Baba is our Supreme Father, the Supreme Teacher, and the Supreme Guru. By your calling him all three, the idea of omnipresence will be removed from their intellects. Make this sit in their intellects first. You have to remember the Father, for only then will you be able to become pure from impure. You also have to imbibe divine virtues. You have to become Satopradhan. When you children remind them of the Father, you too will benefit from that. You will also remain man above. You are messengers, and so you have to give the Father's introduction. Not a single human being knows that Baba is our Father, Teacher, and also our Guru. When they hear the Father's introduction, they will become very happy. God speaks, "Constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be cut away. Only you know this." Together with the Gita, they have also shown the Mahabharat war. Now, there is no question of any other war. Your war is in remembering the Father. The study is separate, but there is a battle in having remembrance, because all are body conscious. You are now becoming soul conscious, the ones who remember the Father. First of all, make it firm for them that he is the Father, Teacher, and Guru. Should we listen to him or to you? The Father says, "Children, in order to become elevated, you have to follow Srimat fully. This is the service that we do. Follow God's directions and your sins will be absolved." The Father's directions are, "Constantly remember me alone." The world cycle that he explains to you is also in his directions. If you become pure and remember the Father, he says, "I will take you back with me." Baba is the unlimited spiritual guide. People call out to him, "O purifier, make us pure and take us away from this impure world." Those are physical guides, whereas this one is the spiritual guide. Shiv Baba is teaching us. The Father says to you, children, while walking and moving around, continue to remember the Father. There is no need to tire yourself out in this. Baba sees that some children sometimes come and sit here early in the morning, and so they must definitely be becoming tired. This is an easy path. You mustn't sit here by force. Although you may walk and tour around, you can remember the Father with a lot of interest. Internally, let there be a lot of enthusiasm for Baba. Only those who continue to remember the Father constantly would be enthusiastic. You must remove everything else you remember from your intellects. Let there be deep love for the Father, and you will continue to experience supersensuous joy. When you become engrossed in having remembrance of the Father, you will become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. There will then be no end to your happiness. All of those things are spoken about here. This is why it is remembered. Ask the gopes and gopis, whom God the Father teaches about supersensuous joy. God speaks, "Remember me." You have to tell them the Father's praise. You receive the inheritance of salvation from only the one Father. Everyone definitely receives salvation. First of all, everyone will go to the land of peace. You should have it in your intellects that the Father is giving you salvation. It has been explained to you which places are called the land of peace and the land of happiness. All souls reside in the land of peace. That is the sweet home, the silence home, the tower of silence. It cannot be seen with these eyes. The intellects of scientists work on all the things they see with their physical eyes. No one can see a soul with those eyes. They can understand about a soul. They can't see a soul, so how could they see the Father? This is a matter of understanding. They cannot be seen with these eyes. God speaks, "Remember me and your sins will be burnt away." Who said this? Because they are unable to understand this fully, they say this about Sri Krishna. People remember Sri Krishna a great deal. Day by day they continue to become adulterated. In devotion, they first of all worship Shiva. That is unadulterated devotion. And then there is the devotion of Lakshmi and Narayan. God is the highest on high. He gives you the inheritance of becoming Vishnu. You become part of the clan of Shiva and then become the masters of the land of Vishnu. The rosary is created when the first lesson is studied very well. To remember the Father is not like going to your auntie's home. Remove your minds and intellects from everything else and fix them in one direction. Remove your intellects yoga from whatever you see with those eyes. The Father says, "Constantly remember me alone. Do not become confused about this." The Father is sitting in this chariot, and he is praised as the incorporeal one. He repeatedly reminds you through this one to remain man above, which means that you have to uplift everyone. Tell those who cook food, prepare food in remembrance of Shiv Baba, and the intellects of those who eat that food will become pure. You have to remind one another. Each one sits in remembrance for some time. Some sit for half an hour and others sit for 10 minutes. Acha, if you remember the Father with love for even 5 minutes, you will come into the kingdom. Kings and queens always love everyone. You also become oceans of love, and this is why you have love for everyone. There is nothing but love. The Father is the ocean of love, and so you children would also have such love. Only then will you have such love there too. Kings and queens have a lot of love. Children too have a lot of love. The love is unlimited. Here there is no mention of love, there is just beating. There is no violence of the sword of lust there. This is why limitless praise of Bharat has been remembered. There is no other land as pure as Bharat was. This is the greatest pilgrimage place. The Father comes here in Bharat and serves everyone. He teaches everyone. The main thing is this study. Some people ask how you serve Bharat. Tell them, you want Bharat to become pure because it is now impure. And so we are making Bharat pure by following Srimat. We tell everyone, remember the Father and you will become pure from impure. This is the spiritual service that we do. We are once again creating the peace and prosperity that used to exist in Bharat when it was double-crowned by following Srimat, exactly as we did in the previous cycle, according to the drama plan. Remember these words very well. People want there to be peace in the world, and we are bringing that about. God speaks. The Father continues to tell us, children, remember me, your Father. Baba knows that none of you remember Baba that much. This too requires effort. It is only by having remembrance that you will attain your Karmateet stage. You have to become spinners of the discus of self-realization. None of them have the meaning of this in their intellects. They have written so many things in the scriptures. The Father now says, forget everything you have studied and consider yourselves to be souls. Only this will go back with you. Nothing else will go back with you. It is the Father's study that will go with you. You are making effort for that. Do not consider little children to be any less. The younger they are, the more they can glorify the Father's name. When little daughters sit and explain to older people, they will perform wonders. You also have to make them similar to yourselves. Prepare them in such a way that when someone asks any questions, they are able to give a response. Then send them to where there are centers and museums. Prepare such groups. This is the only time to do such service. It will be a great wonder if little daughters sit and explain to older ones. When someone asks you whose children you are, tell them, We are Shiv Baba's children, and he is incorporeal. He enters the body of Brahma and teaches us. We have to become Lakshmi and Narayan through this study. There was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan at the beginning of the Golden Age. Who made them become like that? They must definitely have performed such actions. The father sits here and tells you the philosophy of action, neutral action, and sinful action. Shiv Baba is teaching us. He alone is the father, teacher, and guru. The father says, make them understand one main aspect. If they have first of all understood Alpha, they won't ask so many questions. If you explain all the other pictures without them having understood Alpha, they will say, we have understood Alpha, so why are we being shown all the rest of these pictures? By knowing Alpha, we have understood everything. As soon as they receive these alms, they will go. You give first-class alms. Having been given the father's introduction, the more Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan they will become, according to how much they remember the father. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. In order to experience supersensuous joy, have the enthusiasm to remember Baba internally. Remember the Father with interest while walking and moving around, not by force. Remove your intellect from everyone else and connect it to the One. 2. Just as the Father is the ocean of love, so become an ocean of love, the same as the Father. Uplift everyone. Stay in remembrance of the Father and remind everyone of the Father. Blessing. May you be a spiritual warrior, one holding weapons, who makes the world peaceful with your weapons of the power of silence. The weapons of the power of silence are your pure thoughts, your good wishes, and the language of your eyes. Just as you give the introduction of the Father and his creation with words, in the same way, on the basis of the power of silence, and with the language of your eyes, you can give souls an experience of the Father with your eyes. The power of silence is much more elevated than any physical tools of service. This is the special weapon of the spiritual army. With this weapon, you can make the peaceless world peaceful. Slogan: to remain free from obstacles and to free others from obstacles is evidence of real service. Om Shanti.